The GSL Eleni container ship sailed out of its berth at Ogden Point on Tuesday morning, heading southeast off the west side of Whidbey Island. Its maneuverability was restricted as it traveled at 0.6 knots early Tuesday evening, according to the marinetraffic.com, a global ship tracking website. The 984-foot container ship was escorted by tug on January 1 into Ogden Point after losing its rudder. Carrying containers stacked 6 deep, it had been originally heading for Japan, but lost its steering off Tofino. 6 tugs escorted it to safety in Victoria. When the Eleni left, the 748-foot bulk carrier CSL Tecumseh moved into Ogden Point. It had been at Port McNeill and experienced a mechanical issue on December 25. The Tecumseh, with a tug at its side, first moored off Royal Roads University, where it was met by the Honorable Henry Jackman, another bulk carrier. The Tecumseh's cargo of gravel aggregate was loaded onto the Henry Jackman. By early evening Tuesday, the Henry Jackman was east of Santa Cruz Island off California. The Tecumseh will remain at Ogden Point until it can be moved to Victoria Shipyards, which uses the federally owned Esquimalt graving dock, said Ian Robertson, chief executive of the Greater Victoria Harbour Authority. It could be at Ogden Point until mid-February, he said. Obviously, we are happy to support these ships that are in need of repair and caught in an urgent situation, Robertson said. We are fortunate that we have 3 large berths and we were able to accommodate it. Being able to take in large vessels shows the diversity of the port, he said. We are more than just a cruise terminal and we have got other ways we can support the working harbor. C.J. Wilson at TimesColonist.com